This past weekend, local residents gathered to recognize the one-year anniversary of the Pulse nightclub attack. WFHB correspondent Arjun Balasundaram was on hand for the event, and he brings us this story for today's WFHB Community Report.
To honor the 49 victims who died in the Orlando Pulse shooting on June 12, 2016, Bloomington Pride organized a community picnic at the Woodlawn Shelter in Bryant Park on Sunday. Jane Cummings, the chair of Bloomington Pride, kicked off the afternoon by sharing a few words about the shooting massacre that happened last June.
A year ago, 378 days to be exact, we lost 49 members of our LGBTQ plus community in what is the deadliest mass shooter experienced by a single shooter and the largest incidents of violence against our family in U.S. history. Most of the victims and survivors were people of color and Latinx folks. And these are people who rarely feel like they have a home in our community. They don't feel like their voices are heard. They feel often silenced. But they also face the largest incidences of racism, of homelessness, issues dealing with immigration, police violence and incarceration, and communities like ours, generally in Bloomington and beyond, we don't hear from them.
Food for the event was donated by Kroger's as well as community members attending the event. Willie Palomo, a Latino poet from the LGBT community, broke down a few times while talking about the victims of the Orlando shooting and the difficulties faced by their community in opening up about their identity.
It has taken me much longer than many of the people here to learn how to stop punishing and rejecting my queer self, how to love and celebrate her. While the violence of the Pulse massacre and of patriarchy and machismo and of conservative Christianity has kept me from fully embracing myself, it is spaces like these that have given me the permission to love myself. For the past year especially, I've spent a lot of time speaking in front of audiences. I have felt wholly unqualified to do so, and nowhere has that been more true than here right now. It is by watching the activism of queer youth, like the youth in prison, the poetry and art of my queer friends and heroes, that I've learned how to slowly strip away the baggage of my Mormon upbringing and how to love my body without being wrapped with guilt. A little bit about Mormonism for people who don't know anything about it. So straight people feel sexually oppressed in the Mormon religion. And I didn't know I was queer when I was growing up and was already suicidal every day because of it. It was my only Latino community in Utah, which made leaving the church a lot more complicated. But I'm really grateful I was able to move out of it. And it was just with the support of many of my queer friends that I was able to do that.
Palomo also read the first poem he wrote describing his father's feeling when they first crossed the border from El Salvador.
Mijo, I know you have seen the night as an excuse to hold your body like a bottle and drink yourself to sleep in the morning. The sun will rise bright as an infant fear in your throat. You will not die as much as you wish for it. You will get lucky. Friends will envy you with empty hands, and whether or not you deserve it, you will lose people you loved wrong, and I know what that's like. To love until you lose hope in yourself, no one wants to talk about it. How at the border they offered us clean criminal records, our first ride on an airplane if we went back to El Salvador. It's so hard to leave, and of course your deal, he went back. For a girl said he would try again the right way, but there is never a right way to leave. We would have never left if there was a choice to make, but sometimes we leave to survive. Leaving is what makes us, and you will become a man in all the wrong ways, which is to say, there is no right way. After your deal left, Border Patrol let me go into the blinding street with nothing, no, not even a bus route, always an orphan without a family to call a motherland, only an address to your tías and my eighth grade dropout's command of survival. Mijo, I made it. There is no need for a map. If fear is your new face, learn to kiss him, eyes open, without a border between your lips.
Patricio Battani, the show director of the Backdoor Bar in Bloomington, read out the names of the 49 victims as they lit a candle for each one of them. Photos of the deceased, along with their names, were placed below the lighted candles. Battani also briefly explained about the One Pulse Foundation.
The One Pulse Foundation was started by the owner of Pulse Orlando to provide money to begin the memorial, to maintain the memorial, and ultimately have a museum, but also to provide scholarships in the names of the victims and also support the families of the victims of the Pulse shooting. And that is what the donation will go to today as well.
Following that, a minute of silence was observed for the victims of that fateful day. Julius Lee, a member of the LGBT community, shared his first reactions after finding out about the shooting last year.
I was in tears because the Pulse nightclub is a place of gathering where people can celebrate who they are, celebrate with friends, and love each other as friends. And for that to happen, I was in tears.
On the threat facing their community, Lee said,
"Well, I can only speak for myself. I can't speak for the community. And you never know what lies around the corner. Not that you should live your life in fear, but sometimes you cannot live your life in peace. And so you just have to take a faith walk in hoping that whatever lies around the corner will not try to harm you just because you're honest with who you are."
Renee Miller, attending the event with her wife, Yana Honeycutt, shared her message to those targeting certain sections of the community, including the LGBT community.
"Ask yourself why you're targeting someone else and where that comes from, because that can't come from a place of love. And just don't do it."
Sister Sonata Innocent, from the Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence, who has in the past lived in Orlando for 13 years, encouraged people at the picnic to write a supportive message for the families of the victims on her pink veil.
"And so today I'm here with a veil of love. Sisters have a traditional ritual and ceremony where people will write their shame on a veil and then we'll go burn it, and so in a ceremony. And so what I'm doing today is I'm having a pink veil instead, and encouraging folks to write messages of love. And we'll send that to the sisters. There are sisters in Orlando. And so we'll send it to them, and they can choose to utilize it in whatever ritual or ceremony they'd like."
Reporting for WFHB, I am Arjun Balasundaram.